Hi, this is Larissa Mahovich, and I play Helen, the dead soprano, on Buffy Between the Lines audio drama podcast, and you're listening to Strangely Literal with Taps.
I dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not in a nice, wholesome, my girlfriend has a pierced tongue kind of way.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
Everybody, hope you're doing well. This is Tabs, if you hadn't guessed already, and I am bringing you another Strangely Literal fanfic. Isn't this great? It's coming out every week. I have editors that are amazing. I have my assistant producer who's amazing. I have me who's kind of amazing. I have readers that are amazing. I have fanfic writers that are amazing. Strangely Literal is just a fun podcast to work on because I get to do whatever I want. And so I hope you guys are enjoying. If you are enjoying the new episodes that they're coming out, leave me a review on iTunes. I got a very nice one about, yay, I'm back on a regular schedule, and I should probably look and see who that person was. So while I'm waiting for my iTunes to open, let's talk Firefly. I love Firefly. I have been a Firefly fan for forever. I started out with Firefly. It was my first Whedon, first TV show. I am totally in love with the characters. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I love this show, but, let me tell you my but sometimes I don't feel like a brown coat, and let me explain why. I love all of Whedonverse. And sometimes I think that the perception is to be a brown coat, you kind of have to, like, fiercely love Firefly. Like, above all other TV shows, above all everything else, you have to love Firefly. And I love Firefly. Adore Firefly. I wish there was more of Firefly. But I don't fiercely protect it, I guess. I don't protect it from other Whedon shows. I don't place value above anything else in my life. And so I don't feel like a brown coat. And I leave it to you guys, because you guys are fans, and some of you are brown coats, and some of you are Buffy fans, and some of you are just general Whedon fans. I think most of you just love everything. So am I just being stupid? Am I crazy? Do you feel the same way? It has a fanaticism that I don't know. It's like, okay, I love Buffy, but I feel closure about Buffy. I love that there's a season 8, but I still would have been happy. You know, I wouldn't have this gnawing hole in my soul if there was no more Buffy ever. I feel the same way about Firefly. I don't have a gnawing hole in my soul that there's no more. I'm sad that there's no more. I enjoy the comic books. I don't feel like I have to say every 5 seconds, bring the TV show back. So I don't feel like a brown coat. And that kind of makes me sad, because I do, and I love the show. I adore the show. I could talk about the show all day long if I needed to. I don't know. There's not really that many shows that I say, oh my gosh, I wish they would bring it back. There is a show that I do that about. It's called Pretender, if you haven't seen it. And that's merely because they didn't wrap up some major storylines, and they had quite a few seasons. So the mystery got deeper and deeper and deeper. and it would be nice to have a resolution to that. But I would be happy if it was just a film. If it was one more, they did two TV films, and they still didn't answer all the questions. They wanted to do one more, and they waited. So, I mean, there's some questions answered. It would be like if Lost ended right now, where I am at the right now with Lost. You know, most of the things have been answered, but the big, 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 big questions have not. So, anyway, while I was doing that, I was looking for my review, and it's by Jubilee. It says, great podcast. Yay, Tabs is back on a regular basis. If you enjoy fanfic, this is a great podcast. Thanks for all for the hard work. You're very welcome, Jubilee. I know from somebody who loves to read fanfic, there's no way on earth I can read all the fanfic that I would love to read. And so that's why I did Strangely Literal, because I wanted to give people who didn't have the time or energy or just liked being read to a chance to hear some great fanfic, and fanfic that you might not find on your own. Or fanfic that you might not even read, because a lot of people have like their set genre of fanfic, or their set characters that they like, or their set fanfic authors that they'll read. So I want to break you out and get you into some other fanfic. And the short fanfic is nice, because if you don't like it, it's 2 minutes of a podcast episode, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. And if you didn't like it, then, you know, there's always next week. So that's my goal with Strangely Literal, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. So if you can, leave a review. So if you can, leave a review on iTunes, please do so. I would love them. iTunes reviews for podcasters are like giving them $1,000. You know, you get so excited when you see them. Or even email or a comment on the website. Those are just things that really make a podcaster's day. So if you have a podcaster that you've been enjoying, not just me, but anybody that you've been enjoying, please, please, please go out there and tell them, you know, I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for all your hard work. Because nobody's making money off of a podcast. Very few people make money. And none of us are making enough so this could be our full-time job. And if they are, they need to call me and tell me how to do it, because that would be awesome. But that's enough about podcasting. You guys don't want to hear about podcasting. This is not a show about podcasting. Today's story is Firefly, and that's why I was thinking about all the Brown Cody things. And it has... I just wish there would have been more moments on Firefly with Mal and Inara. This is a Mal and Inara story. It just feels like it fits in the series. Like this could have happened. I think that the dance between those two, like there's a lot of TV shows that have, you know, will she, won't she, will they fall in love? They're so right for each other, but they don't see it. A lot of TV shows have that, but I just feel like with Mal and Inara, it's playful. It feels like an adult relationship. It feels like one of those things where it just could happen to people that you know, and it might have happened to you, and it might happen to you in the future. It feels so perfect, so perfectly sad, and so perfectly normal, and so perfectly dumb, and so perfectly smack them both upside the head. So this story just, it seems so much part of the series that I wanted to share it with you. And it is read by Melissa, my dear friend Melissa, and it is written by Caffeinated. So please, please, please take it away, guys.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
Here's how it is.
You get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
Just watching. He wasn't sure how long he had been standing at the entryway to the cargo bay, leaning one shoulder against the cool steel wall. Any concept of time had seemingly slipped away into the abyss on the ship that they called their home. Most of the time he wasn't paying enough attention to make time stand still as it seemed to be right now. Most of the time other things got in the way of the illusion. Most of the time... He missed these chances to just exist outside of the chaos that was their normal. They were moments that seemed almost surreal, as if he were on the outside looking into something that he shouldn't be allowed to see. The scene, while full of substance, found itself lacking in the fine-tuned edge that most situations held, and when she finally looked up to him, tucking an errant curl behind her ear, Mal was almost positive that she didn't get any prettier than that. And then she smiled at him. She beckoned him closer with a tilt of her head, and Mal pushed away from the wall. He moved along the catwalk, his boots tapping against the metal grating in a stark contrast to the serenity of the moment. He settled down on the catwalk next to her and mimicked her position with his legs dangling over the edge. Curling his arms around the railing, he leaned against them and watched her. "Smells something awful." "You always say that," Inara answered, carefully gliding the paint over long, carefully manicured nails. "I'm glad that I know that you enjoy the finished product." "For something so beautifying, it's got quite the stench." He knew that it probably wasn't what she wanted to hear, but it was said with a gentle tone that was half compliment and half not, so that it went over smooth enough. Inara worked the brush over another nail, smoothing out the ruby-colored paint. "You were staring at me." "You didn't seem to mind," Mal answered, a cocky grin twisting over his lips. In all reality, she had probably known he'd been watching her for a while. A small grin spread over Inara's lips in reply. "No, Mal. I don't mind at all. Stare as you please." Holding on to the railing, Mal leaned over to place a light kiss to Inara's cheek. "You know what? Think I'll be taking you up on that offer." Work-worn fingers at her chin, he turned her head so that he could place a kiss to her lips next. "Mal! Karshava's on the cortex!" Jane interrupted, stepping onto the catwalk. He was picking at his teeth with a sharp knife, obviously having just eaten something. "Wants to know when we'll get there." "Tell him..." "Ain't your messenger service," Jane interrupted. "Go tell him yourself." Mal sighed and got to his feet. He walked back over the catwalk towards the hallway. Passing Jane, he made sure to lightly punch him in the gut. "Hey!" Jane protested. "What was that for? Could have wound up with a knife in my throat." "Dunno, Jane," Mal answered, already walking through the hallway towards the cockpit. "Maybe you should be asking Nara." When Jane looked to her, Inara just arched one brow at him. "I'm not Mal's messenger service either, although, if you were the intelligent sort, I think you could come to the correct conclusion yourself." For a long moment, Jane stood there, trying to think it through. Finally, he wrinkled his nose and shook his head. "Huh?" Inara just rolled her eyes and grinned.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained therein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal is created in Chicago and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon or any other fine podcasts out there. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinestudios.com. The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinestudios.com.